The biggest issue is that in Donegal, if you have the symptoms of COVID, you can be tested by your GP, or you can be tested by the hospital if you were so sick that you had to go to the hospital. So you've got large numbers that are being detected. And then when you compare it with what's happening in Northern Ireland, you only get tested if you're sick enough to attend hospital. Like, the man listening in Donegal could be feeling bad that the interventions aren't working, but I would be the opposite. I would be very proud of the people in Donegal and their efforts, and I'd be a bit more alarmed with how Northern Ireland are faring.
What you believe then is this, that there is more community testing in Donegal, and that's why the figure in Donegal appears on the face of it to be higher, when actually what it reflects is that there is far more testing in the community in Donegal than there is north of the border.
Yes, 100%. There's very limited testing in the community in Northern Ireland. There's been some opening up for healthcare workers, but for if you ring your GP in Derry with symptoms suggestive of COVID, you'll not be tested unless you end up in hospital.
You believe the figures would be very different if the testing regime in north of the border reflected what was happening in the Republic?
Yes, I believe that the testing, the rate of infection would be higher in Northern Ireland. The issue with Donegal testing is the speed of getting tested and then the speed of the result. If you ring me or a colleague with symptoms, you will be referred, you will get tested. You may not get it done promptly, but that's improving. But the key thing is that if you have symptoms, you self-isolate for 14 days, so it's not being spread on. The testing is improving, and it is existing. It's not existing in Northern Ireland.